Hey, Owen. I'm just ringing just in regards. I've just got a quick question. I've just got a budgie at home, but she's just acting a bit different to normal, and I'm just wondering if I could ask a couple of questions about the behaviour. Yeah, no worries. So basically, she just seems like she's a bit fluffed up. And she's always, tucking her head down. And she, at the moment, like, because I sometimes let them out, she's always scavenging around the ground for food. And it's as if she's really hungry. But, like, we've tried to transition them to, the crumbles, instead of the feed. But she seems to be really, like, and somewhat affectionate as well. Like, I'd never usually be able to, like, hold her, but she I can put my hand right over her and she won't be bothered by it. Yeah. So I'm just, probably a few days. I just haven't really noticed it as severe. Like, the other day she was like that, scavenging around, but she wasn't really, like, she wouldn't go anywhere near me still. But now all of a sudden she's kind of like, I can put my hand right over her and she doesn't seem to be too bothered by it. But yeah, I think every time we have an issue, we usually come to you guys anyway. I'm just trying to see if I can find a quick answer. Maybe if there's something worth worrying about or, Okay. 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 I should do. Yeah, or I'll have to go get some, but yeah. I'd have to have a look around, but I'll probably most likely have to buy some, which I should be able to get some. So. Yeah, I have been giving them millet, so she's had some sort of food, and they really like the millet. Yeah. I've got heaps of them. Yeah. That's it. She's a bit of a character because when I got her, she's actually a wild bred one. So she's always a bit of a nut, but like at the moment, I'm just sitting here going, oh, well, she's not acting like her wild self like she always used to. No, not really. No, we've had a couple of budgies pass away, but that doesn't seem to bother them really. But yeah, okay. Just give her as much as she won't overfeed herself really, but okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think well, mainly my partner handles a lot of that, but I just thought because she was a bit concerned this morning, but obviously she didn't have enough time to muck around with it, so she didn't. She just let me know when I get home, which I did. And, there was one other thing. She had it looked like she had like a bit of a sticky patch on her head. I don't know if that means anything, but it does. It's like all the feathers. When you get a bit of honey in your hair or something, it goes all sticky and a bit kind of hard. Not, I don't know if it was recently. My name's Nick. It might be under my partner's name though. Her name is Dana, DAHNA. Last name Baldwin. And yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's her. Yep. Yeah. I'm just wondering if that's what she's kind of got again, like maybe they've got it again. I think we've still got some left over. Would it even help to give her some of that as well, or all of them as well, obviously? Yeah, okay. Barry, yeah, Barry is no longer with us. So, yeah. Yeah, she was a bit of a weird one. She was an extremely sort of unhealthy bird. She always had a lot of problems. But surprisingly, she was like, it was a really rare color as a purple. But yeah, anyway, but yeah, she I think we were sort of concerned about something, but I think the vet told us that she basically her I can't remember what she called it, but basically she was ready to lay. But then she said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's all right." But yeah. But yeah. Yeah, definitely, yep. Yeah, we've actually got two of those in there. Yeah. So, do you reckon I should enclose it a little bit? Maybe make it a bit warmer in there? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll let you know. Yeah, for sure. All right, thank you very much for that. I think she might be right because she's actually like full flying around and everything. I think she's got just enough energy to. I'm gonna dump a heap of millet in a bowl inside the cage now, and I reckon she'll probably recover. It's just a matter of just getting it in the right food, and I'll change it back over to seed, just to back to what it was, and then I'll relook at the dietary thing to change them over. Yeah, I think one of them does. He's a boy. His name is Zazu, but he's probably the least difficult budgie I've ever had. He just does whatever you want. And the only difference between him and the rest of them is, for some reason, he can't fly very well. I just don't know how to make it better. Maybe even help him fly. I don't know how. He basically, if he jumps off the cage, he'll glide, but basically fly down. But yeah, he can't fly up the cage, so we always have to help him back up there. But yeah. Okay. He does make a bit of a chirping sound every time he flies too. So yeah. No worries. Well, I'll get straight onto that, and worst case, if it's all good, we might bring her in tomorrow. But if she seems okay in the morning, I guess there's no need to really bring her in, is there? Or yeah. Okay, yeah, I will definitely, yeah, give her some. My missus always weighs them as well, and she doesn't seem to have any massive weight loss as well. So, yeah, awesome. Yeah, definitely. We'll weigh her tonight, and just make sure, because I think my partner has a book that she keeps all the weights in. So, but if there's not too much of a difference, I reckon it might not be too bad. But yeah, I'll definitely give her as much food as she wants. Yeah. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, thank you very much. All right. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.